hybrids, and subtypes. In addition to the basic manufacturing environments, a number of methods work to achieve the benefits of more than one method or to remove the limitations of a method. Often, these methods require more mature supply chain management networks and may involve advanced production methods or flexible equipment and flexible workers. Examples of such environments include configure to order, mass customization, postponement, package to order, and remanufacturing. Configure to order. Configure to order, CTO, has the same lead time as assemble to order, but it allows customers to configure a product, selecting from various features and options. This results in the potential for entirely unique configurations that have not been produced before. The lack of design time required reduces the lead time to nearly equal to that in a make-to-order environment. Unlike assemble-to-order, the components may not be manufactured until the order is received, but typically they are based on existing designs. Components common to all units can be produced in advance, so they are available to assemble-to-order once the unique components or assemblies are available. Mass customization. Mass customization is an attempt to serve markets that desire both high volume and high variety. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines mass customization as follows. The use of mass production techniques to create large volume of products in a wide variety. This strategy keeps production costs low while enabling customized output, primarily by utilizing postponement or delayed differentiation. In mass customization, customers are allowed some degree of customization, while manufacturing produces the products at nearly the same cost as that of a high-volume process. Mass customization is usually considered to be a subset of ATO and CTO because the customer is choosing among previously manufactured or purchased options. Lead times can, however, be longer than for ATO or CTO. Dell uses mass customization to build computers, waiting to order components from its suppliers until orders are received, thus adding purchasing lead time to delivery lead time. Dell keeps lead times short and costs low by getting rapid deliveries of just the needed components from suppliers who bear the cost of holding the inventory. Postponement. On the other end of the scale is postponement, also called feature postponement. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines postponement as follows. A product design or supply chain strategy that deliberately delays final differentiation of a product, assembly, production, packaging, tagging, etc., until the latest possible time in the process. This shifts product differentiation closer to the consumer to reduce the anticipatory risk of producing the wrong product. The practice eliminates excess finished goods in the supply chain. This strategy is sometimes referred to as delayed differentiation. Postponement is an assemble-to-order strategy that often performs final assembly in a distribution center because the assembly usually does not require specialized equipment or extensive manufacturing expertise. This might involve putting a country-specific power supply in a unit or labeling boxes for a specific language. It could also involve shipping units by air with no individual packaging and adding the bulky packaging at the distribution center, which is what Hewlett-Packard does. To the degree that high volumes can be output at a low cost per unit, this can also be considered a type of mass customization. Postponement can also be used to reduce manufacturing costs by producing generic versions in high volume and delaying the final configuration much closer to the customer. Household paint is an example of this approach. Paint types such as gloss, silk, and flat are made without coloring. The customer chooses a color at the retail location, where the final manufacturing steps are done. Colored inks are added to create the specific shade, and the product is shaken to mix the paint. Benefits of feature postponement include reduction in inventory, lower cost of production, improved response time to customer requests. This technique requires a high amount of cooperation and data transfer across the supply chain. Modular design. Modular design is an approach that subdivides a product/process into smaller parts that can be independently created and then assembled, which provides the customer with more options at an affordable manufacturing cost. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following related terms. Modular design strategy. The strategy of planning and designing products so that components or subassemblies can be used in current and future products or assembled to produce multiple configurations of a product. Automobiles and personal computers are examples of modular designs. Modularization, in product development, the use of standardized parts for flexibility and variety. This permits product development cost reductions by using the same items to build a variety of finished goods. Modularization is the first step in developing a planning bill of material process. If you were to compare modular versus non-modular construction, in most instances, modular design is more expensive, but diagnosis and repair are easier. Another benefit of modular design is the reduction of the number of parts at final assembly. For this reason, assemble to order is often made more economical using a modular design. The flexible assembly system was developed using modular design and group technology concepts. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines group technology, GT, as follows: an engineering and manufacturing philosophy that identifies the physical similarity of parts, common routing, and establishes their effective production. It provides for rapid retrieval of existing designs and facilitates a cellular layout. Package to order. Package to order is a type of assemble to order that uses postponement to delay packaging items produced and stored in bulk until orders for specific package sizes are received. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines package to order as follows: a production environment in which a good or service can be packaged after receipt of a customer order. The item is common across many different customers. Packaging determines the end product. Remanufacturing. Remanufacturing is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows: 1. An industrial process in which worn-out products are restored to like-new condition. In contrast, a repaired product normally retains its identity and only those parts that have failed or are badly worn or replaced or serviced. 2. The manufacturing environment where worn-out products are restored to like-new condition. Remanufacturing is an aspect of reverse logistics. Materials may be reused and recycled from worn-out products. Caterpillar resells refurbished bulldozers and other industrial products in this way.